That's when people buy. That's when they take action. And your words have the power to attract or even repel people. So in 2024, we are going all in on mastering our message. Mastering speaking to our audience in a way that forms a connection, builds trust, shows that we get it, and encourages people to take action. Hey there, I'm Marissa, and I want to personally welcome you to the Escape the 9 to 5 podcast, where we discuss all things making money online and creating a life that you love. After losing my dad at 19, I learned how short life can be. And because of this, I now know that making money online is about so much more than an extra paycheck. It's about freedom. It's about options. And it's about having the opportunity to spend your time on this planet your way. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now it's time to dive into today's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Escape the 9 to 5 podcast. Okay, so it's been a little while, and I actually had this episode planned for, I think, the first week of January, but January has just been crazy. And, you know, it's kind of funny because all of a sudden, like kind of the end of 2023 and beginning of 2024, everyone started making these posts of what we're leaving in 23, what we're doing more of in 24. And I actually had this podcast episode planned with this topic before that started blowing up. So I'm like, hey, you know, I'm ahead of the trend this time. But not really. I mean, kind of, because this episode is just coming out now. But that is okay. Better late than never. And, you know, there's still 11 more months of 2024, 11 more months to grow your business, get it right, all of that good stuff. Okay, so, you know, I really wanted to do this episode kind of based on all of the noise and advice and tips and, you know, everything floating all over the internet about digital products. So let's get to it and, you know, let's get to the bottom of what we are leaving in 2023 and what we are going all in on in 2024. Okay, so first up, we are ditching this. We are leaving this in 2023, and that is using AI to create digital products. So lately, I've seen so many reels that talk about using ChatGPT and Canva to create a digital product. And while I think different people mean different things by this, I'm just going to assume that at least some of these people are literally talking about getting information straight from an AI source and then plopping that into Canva and essentially creating an ebook or a guide that they can sell. So, for starters, yes, AI is a powerful tool and it can definitely help you come up with digital product ideas. It can help you create an outline for your digital product. It can help you fill in the gaps and so on. Like AI can definitely be a helpful tool. But at the end of the day, people don't want generic information. They don't want to pay for information that they could have found themselves. Like to me, any product you create directly from ChatGPT, like you pretty much copy and paste the response, that's going to be a pretty low quality digital product. So as kind of an example, you know, if I wanted to create an ebook that helps people lose 20 pounds and I went to ChatGPT and I was like, okay, write an ebook about how to lose 20 pounds as quickly and easily as possible. ChatGPT is probably going to spit out a lot of generic or kind of surface level information. As a consumer, I wouldn't want surface level information. That information is everywhere. I already know that. I already know I should probably work out more and eat less. Instead, I want to know how you lost 20 pounds. I want to know your formula and what worked for you. You know, I want your recipes and your workouts, and I want to know what mental shifts you made that helped you stay consistent and not give up. And those are all things that you're never going to get from ChatGPT. Does that make sense? Like digital products, they are so much more than a summary of Google searches. They're about helping someone see a result or a transformation based on your unique knowledge, expertise, and experiences. And until AI can read minds, you're never going to get a high quality completed product from ChatGPT. Okay? All right, so the next thing we are leaving in 2023 is selling digital products on Etsy. So I get this question all the time. Do you recommend selling products on Etsy? Do you talk about Etsy and the digital product starter pack? And so on. And the answer is no. I do not recommend using Etsy for digital products at all. And there are a few reasons why. For starters, when it comes to Etsy or really listing your products on any kind of marketplace type platform, you lose a lot of the control. And what I mean by this is you don't have control over what Etsy does or what decisions they make. They might increase their prices. They might decide they don't want to offer digital products anymore. Or they might even ban your account. And then all of a sudden, your income stream, no matter how big or small it was, it comes to a complete halt. So a great example of this, I had an Etsy store for a little while, and I remember when I first set it up, I was adding all of my listings, I started driving some traffic, and then like 2 weeks after getting everything set up, they shut down my account for no reason. So I started looking into this, and you know, there was this Facebook group that I was part of, and it literally had a whole section of the Facebook group just dedicated to stores being shut down by Etsy. And I was really surprised by how common it actually was. So, moral of the story, I jumped through a bunch of hoops and it took a few months, but eventually I got my account back because, like I said, there was no real reason that my account was banned in the first place. It was, you know, an error, a glitch, whatever, I don't know. Now, for me, I was just getting started. But imagine if you had a store that was bringing in, you know, 10K a month, 5K a month, whatever it was, and you needed that money for your bills. And then one day you go and log into Etsy and see your store is shut down. Like, I'd be pissed. I'd be really upset. You know, I'd feel pretty defeated. Like, what am I going to do now? So overall, great example of not having control. Another reason I don't recommend Etsy is because selling products on Etsy becomes a big comparison game. Think about it. When you search for something on Etsy, tons of different options come up. And then it becomes a matter of finding the best product for the best price. People aren't necessarily looking for the digital product that can provide the best transformation. People aren't seeing the story behind the product. They're not getting to know who you are, what you stand for, or, you know, what kinds of experiences you've had that would impact your ability to create a high quality product. And I kind of hate this analogy, like I really do kind of hate it, but I feel like I have to use it because it's really powerful. But like with Etsy, this is kind of like lining up, let's say, 50 single men that are looking for a date. So, you know, maybe you have 50 headshots in front of you, you have like 5 personality traits listed out and saying, which one are you going to choose? You know, based on this super limited information and based on all of these options, which do you want to go with? You're directly comparing people without getting a chance to see their individuality. You know, there's so much more to each person than 5 personality traits and a headshot, right? So, you know, on social media, you actually get to see each guy and who they really are and what makes them unique and special and cool. And you're going to get a real picture of who they are and whether or not you'd want to choose them for a date, right? So really, Etsy, like I said, it's kind of that comparison game. You know, you are just one option of many and they're just getting a tiny snippet of what you have to offer. Whereas when you promote your products on social media, you're able to give people that full picture. You're able to share the transformation. You're able to share more about yourself and, you know, help people decide whether or not they'd want to work with you. So there's just so much more information and such a fuller picture of your products, your business, everything when you are marketing it on your own versus listing your products on a marketplace website. Okay? All right, the next thing that we are leaving in 2023 is only selling other people's products. So this could be MRR, this could be affiliate marketing. And, you know, I did a whole episode kind of talking about this, and this was the last episode I recorded. So if you want to check that out, that's kind of the full synopsis, the full explanation. So we're going to keep this kind of chunk short and sweet. Now, in the last episode, I talked about a number of reasons why I don't think it's the best route to take. But I think the biggest issue is that selling a product that someone else created, it dulls your sparkle. And I shared a little analogy on this a few weeks ago on Instagram, and I want to share it here too because I think it's pretty good and pretty fun, and I guess I just love analogies. I don't know, that's been my jam lately. So let's say your family is coming over for a nice dinner and you decide you're going to serve some lasagna. Great. So, you know, you're a really good cook. You have this super old, authentic lasagna recipe that is just to die for. You have the time and you have all the ingredients needed to make this amazing lasagna that is just going to leave your family saying, wow, like that is the best lasagna I have ever had. But instead of using your skills and your resources to create this homemade lasagna, you decide to go to the store and buy some frozen Stouffer's lasagna and serve that instead. It's easy, people have been talking about it, and you know, it makes sense, whatever. Now, nothing against Stouffer's lasagna, like I actually think it's pretty good. I used to eat it for lunch all of the time when I worked a 9-to-5. Freezer meals were my jam, easy peasy. But it doesn't compare to authentic homemade lasagna. So what this comes down to, or you know, kind of my question for you, is why wouldn't you want to make the most of your unique gifts? Why would you want to settle for something mediocre when you could create something amazing? Why would you want to push your skills and your creativity and like all of your assets to the wayside so that you can offer the same generic thing as everyone else? And, you know, that can be said about making lasagna and about creating digital products. Your skills, experiences, perspectives, all of it are valuable, and that's what's going to help you stand out in the online world. And, you know, I know that selling somebody else's products can be an easy way to get started, especially if you don't have the time to create your own products yet. But selling the same thing as hundreds of other people dulls your sparkle. You know, it's like performing a super basic dance routine when you have expert skills. You're ignoring or hiding your best qualities, skills, etc. Does that make sense? Okay, so we are leaving that one in 2023. All right, the next thing we are leaving in 2023 is building your business on social media alone. Now, what I'm really trying to get at here is if you don't already have an email list, you need an email list, and I want you to make that your goal in 2024. So if you need help with this, this is something that we cover in the Digital Product Starter Pack. We essentially set up your email list, create a low-ticket digital product, and then set up a system that allows you to grow your email list and make sales at the same time. So super great system, really offers the best of both worlds. That's why this is literally the first system that I have my students set up. And, you know, like this can serve as just such a great foundation for your business. So that's why I teach that. That's why I focus on that. The link for the starter pack is in the show notes per usual. Anyways, let's talk social media for a sec. So social media is a great tool. You can reach new people. You can grow a community. You can create relationship building content. You can make sales, showcase your daily life, all of it. Like it is a great, great tool. But you don't have control over social media, and building your business and relying on social media alone is super risky. So in the past handful of years, I've seen people's accounts get hacked and then they never get them back. I've seen social media platforms come and go. You know, I remember during COVID, Clubhouse was a big one that gained a lot of popularity and then kind of fizzled out. I don't even know if it's still around right now. Algorithms constantly change, making it harder to reach your followers or even new audiences. And, you know, social media is just kind of a gamble. I'm just going to call it a gamble. So overall, yes, social media can be a great tool. I'm not saying don't use social media, but relying on social media alone is something that we are leaving in 2023. AKA 2024 is the year you're going to start your email list and really prioritize turning your social media fans and followers into email subscribers. Okay, so now that we know what we are leaving in 2023, and as kind of a little summary, that's using AI to create digital products, selling digital products on Etsy or really other marketplaces, selling other people's products, and building a business solely on social media. Let's talk about what we are going all in on in 2024 and, you know, really how to make 2024 your most successful year yet. Okay, so first up, this is kind of the opposite of, you know, one of them that I mentioned before, and I promise not all of these are opposites. I think this is the only opposite one, so I'm not just going to talk about the same stuff, so bear with me. But first up, we are going all in on creating one-of-a-kind digital products. So we are going all in on creating digital products based on unique perspectives, experiences, skills, knowledge, etc. So a great example of this, one of my followers reached out to me and she explained that she had been selling a few MRR courses, but she wanted to create her own digital product. So she wanted to create something for the audience that she had built, which was around online business, digital marketing, and online income. But she was having a hard time trying to figure out what to create because she was somewhat new to this space. So we started talking about her background and it came to light that she had 10 years of sales experience. And I'm like, that's amazing. That is gold. That is great. And, you know, I pointed out that this experience, even though it was in-person sales experience, it would be so beneficial for her audience. Like, so many of those principles apply whether you're selling in person or online. So she went on to create an opt-in freebie all about sales and selling and really about building relationships as part of the sales process. And she's currently working on a sales training. And, you know, this is just such a great example of creating offers around your unique skills, experiences, knowledge, and so on. And, you know, I can tell when she posts about her freebie that this is something that she fully stands behind. It's in alignment. It's in her wheelhouse. She shows up confidently because she knows sales. Like, she has 10 years of that experience. And she created something that is unique. It's one of a kind, and it allows her to stand out from the crowd. Okay, the next thing we are going all in on is messaging. So when I say messaging, what I'm really getting at is figuring out how to speak to your audience so that they go, okay, like Marissa gets it. Marissa understands where I'm currently at. Marissa understands where I want to be. And I feel confident that Marissa knows how to help. That's when people buy. That's when they take action. And your words have the power to attract or even repel people. So in 2024, we are going all in on mastering our message. Mastering speaking to our audience in a way that forms a connection, builds trust, shows that we get it, and encourages people to take action. Now, the first part of mastering your messaging is really honing in on your audience and who you serve. Like, you want to take a deep dive and then take like 10 more deep dives, like go so, so deep. You know, what is your audience saying, doing, feeling? What have they tried? What are their frustrations? What are their mornings look and feel like? Where do they envision themselves and, you know, their future? And, you know, the more you know about your audience, the easier it is to craft a message and create content that speaks to this audience and gets them saying, like, wow, Marissa took the words right out of my head, like that's exactly what I was thinking, or, you know, maybe I didn't even know how to articulate that, but wow, yes, totally relatable, like she gets it. Okay, so going all in on messaging in 2024 and getting really clear on your audience and how you can speak to them. All right, the next thing we are going all in on in 2024 is self-development. So, you know, this is something I feel like I haven't talked about much on the podcast or really in general, and it's because it's kind of something that's hard to articulate or hard to pinpoint. Like, I don't think I have a clear picture of, you know, kind of what works or what doesn't, and like, I don't know, strategies, you know, business talk, that's all easy to talk about, but self-development is kind of like 50 shades of gray, and strategies are kind of like pretty black and white. So 50 shades of gray, that's a little harder to talk about. So I'm just going to kind of say this. I just got a couple of random snippets here. Okay, self-development, it is extremely important. So if you lack the confidence to show up and sell, sales are going to be hard. If you're constantly doubting yourself, business isn't going to be fun. If you get stressed out when someone buys your product because you're worried, like, are they going to like it? What if they don't like it? There's a good chance that that will come across in your marketing. And, you know, you might be selling in a way that's like, well, here's my product if you want to buy it, but if not, that's okay too. You see what I mean? And, you know, it's crazy because I don't fully understand it. Like I said, this is all gray area. But there have been times in my business where I go all in on self-development. Like last summer, kind of the week of the 4th of July, I really focused on self-development and faith. And all of a sudden, I was getting like 5-6 sales every single day and for many, many like weeks on end. And I really wasn't posting much and it was great. So, you know, kind of another thing I want to mention on this front is that there are a handful of people that I follow, specifically business coaches. I think there are kind of some mindset coaches in that group and stuff too. And I consume their content and some of them really don't even post that much, but I am so sucked in. I don't even care what they're selling. Like I will buy anything that they put out that's under probably $300, like right away, no questions asked. And, you know, I realized it's just because I really want to be in their energy. Like I want to be around them. I want to consume more. And I think a large part of this is their confidence. It's magnetic. Their energy is magnetic. And, you know, the messaging also is on point. So that's like one black and white thing I can mention on that part. But their confidence, their energy, it is magnetic. And, you know, that's something that's a big goal of mine for this year is to really step into that role of becoming the most confident and magnetic leader that I can be. So overall, as an online business owner, self-development work is super important. You need to work through those blocks so that you can show up confidently, so that you can sell with ease, so that you can position yourself as a leader and, you know, answer questions without hesitation. Like, yes, business strategies are amazing. They're essential. You need that too. But there are a lot of personal aspects that oftentimes hold us back. So those need to be addressed or worked on too. Now, there are tons of great books out there, podcasts, courses, and so on. So look into that, spend some time on self-development along with business strategies. Like both are super important. Both are essential for success. Okay, so 2024, going all in on self-development and becoming the best, most confident, happy humans we can be. All right. Last up, in 2024, we are going all in on working smarter, not harder. Let's be real. Creating content every day, it's tough. Keeping up with DMs, strategies, changing algorithms, whatever it is, it's a lot. So we need to find ways to work smarter and to really make the most out of whatever amount of time that we have. So some of the things that I'm really focusing on this year include repurposing content. So I don't know if you've noticed, but like 98% of my Instagram captions or posts are kind of like a novel. Apparently, I've got a lot to say. But creating these in-depth posts is a lot of work. So this year, I'm really focusing on repurposing content. And this year for me, that's going to look like reposting high-performing posts from time to time. I don't know the frequency yet, still kind of hashing that out. That's also going to look like turning a reel into a carousel and vice versa. That's also going to look like breaking down some of my larger posts into smaller posts or even snippets. So basically, if I'm putting in the work to write this long post that I think is really good, that I really like, and maybe it does perform really well, I'm going to look at ways that I can repurpose that or reuse that so that I'm not having to write a fresh post or, you know, write a post from scratch every single day. Okay, another thing I want to focus on this year is creating one larger piece of content, aka a podcast episode, and then turning that into social media content for the week. So, you know, if you have a podcast, a blog, something like that, one approach to really work smarter rather than harder is to choose your content, your larger long-form content topic for the week. Write that up, make that whatever it is, if it's a podcast, YouTube video, blog post, those types of things. And then look at how can I break this down into multiple pieces of content? And how can I make this work towards my larger goal? So, I mean, that makes the process so much easier because if you think about it, if you're creating a podcast episode and then let's say you need 5 social posts and like they're completely separate, they're unrelated, that is a lot of content to create. When instead you could create that one main piece of long form content for the week, and then you can look at how can I take little points from that, maybe elaborate on something more, maybe take a snippet, a quote, whatever it is, and turn that into content for the week, social media content. Okay? Another item on my list is really making the most out of ManyChat and other automations. So I want to make sure my audience, you guys, are getting what you need when you need it. So something I'm kind of looking into right now is using ManyChat more, like really just more. So right now I use it to just deliver a link. Like I do that often. I do that with most of my posts. But there's no follow-up or there's no, you know, messages on, hey, like where are you at in your business journey? And, you know, at that point I could send people podcast episodes or resources or whatever it is to really nurture that relationship. So that is something I'm looking into. I really want to spend some time on email funnels as well and really honing in on that. So setting up automations to do a lot of the heavy lifting for me and to really help me work smarter versus harder. So overall, there are a lot of different ways to work smarter, and that's something that I want us to go all in on in 2024, is really looking for ways and opportunities to make the most out of the time we spend working on our businesses. Okay, so a little summary or overview of what we just talked about and what we are going all in 2024. So we are going all in on creating unique, one-of-a-kind digital products. We are going all in on messaging and really connecting with our audience. We are going all in on self-development. And we are going all in on finding ways to work smarter rather than harder. All right, you guys, that is all that I have for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you haven't already, make sure you follow, subscribe, whatever it is with your platform. And also, if you haven't already, please, please take a second to give the podcast a review. I would really appreciate it. It helps the podcast reach more people, all that good stuff. Okay, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time.